It was almost 6 p.m. on a Wednesday evening last month when a state trooper patrolling Washington's Capitol campus spotted a BMW passing on a double yellow line. Dash cam video shows the trooper trying to catch up to the speeding car. The trooper closed the gap on the BMW near the edge of downtown Olympia, turned on his flashing lights, and called in the license plate on his radio.
California 8, Young John Edwards, 768.
But the car didn't stop. Instead, it took off, running a stop sign and then a red light, and raced off in the direction it had come. The trooper did not give chase. Instead, he called it in.
It's going to be going back down to chute towards I-5.
The State Patrol says this is an increasingly common occurrence, drivers refusing to stop for them. From January 1st to May 17th of this year, it happened 934 times. Veteran troopers say this is not normal.
Something's changed.
This is Sergeant Darren Wright, who has 31 years on the job.
We're seeing that it is occurring more often at night than in the daytime. It's happening 3 to 5 times a shift on some nights and then a couple times a week on day shift.
It's not just the State Patrol that's noticing the trend. The Puyallup Police Department logged 148 instances of drivers fleeing from its officers from July of last year to May of this year. Steve Strand is executive director of the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs.
It used to be sort of unusual and notable to see someone flee or to see someone simply choose not to stop on a traffic stop. Now it's becoming incredibly common.
And Strand is pretty sure he knows why. Last year, as part of a package of police reforms, majority Democrats in the Washington legislature passed a sweeping police tactics law that bars high-speed pursuits except in very limited circumstances. Strand says he doesn't dispute the need for statewide rules governing police pursuits, but he thinks the new law went too far.
We have seen a significant change in the environment out there where the word is out.
Case in point, listen to what happened in Redmond, Washington in March.
911, what are you reporting?
A driver called 911 to say they were driving with a suspended license and would not stop for the officer trailing behind them. The driver actually cited the House bill that restricts police pursuits.
Are you able to pull over?
No, because I'm driving suspended. He's not going to get me. It's a violation of 1054.
Both the Washington House and Senate passed a bill this year that would have modified the limits on pursuits, but a final version of the measure died in the state Senate amidst opposition from police reform advocates like Martina Morris with the group Next Steps Washington, who spoke at a February rally at the Capitol.
So why is it we are so concerned about hot pursuits? Because they are dangerous.
Democratic State Senator Monica Dingra chairs the Senate Law and Justice Committee. She opposed changes to the pursuit law this year and says a key reason Democrats passed statewide restrictions in the first place is because too many innocent people were getting killed. Dingra thinks the new law is having the intended effect of reducing the number of pursuits and, in turn, saving lives.
I haven't heard stories of innocent people being killed, and to me, that is progress.
Dingra says police can employ other tools to catch people besides chasing them and says she's confident the law will eventually catch up with drivers who run from officers.
Those consequences may not occur right when that incident occurs, but those consequences will occur.
Police counter that they often can't get a good look at the driver, making it hard to prove who is behind the wheel. There can be other complications, too. In the case of the BMW that fled from the trooper in Olympia, the California license plate was stolen from a different car. It's not known whether the BMW was also stolen. State Patrol says it hasn't located the car or the driver. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.